Good day, Mr. Hilton.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine. So somebody wrote, actually they work here, and they had an idea for an app, which was Where's Bob app, kind of like a Where's Waldo, so you could track me at concerts.
I can usually tell people where you are. If they just want to text me, I'm happy to point them in the right direction.
Oh, you shouldn't do that. You're going to get a lot of mail. I saw Perfume Genius last night, which was a wonderful show.
Yeah.
I'm going to see Mavis Staples at the Library of Congress.
At Perfume Genius, when I'd say that was the best show I saw at South By this year.
At South By many years ago, I saw this band. They're called Rural Alberta Advantage. Do you know them?
I do know them. Yeah, yeah.
I've liked their music over the years, but nothing like this new record. This new record is a killer. I'm going to open the show up with a song from the Rural Alberta Advantage. From their album, Mended with Gold. It's called On the Rocks. You ready to rocks? I can't even say that with a straight face.
Let's talk more rock, Bob.
Okay, here it comes.
Hit it.
Let's rush to the city, try to punch the lights out.
I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't that.
Good, though.
Oh, the percussion on that is so fantastic. Doesn't that just nail a song? I mean, for you, if you've got a really great drummer behind it.
It's it.
Especially live.
It's 40% of a band.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to say 40.
Okay. Yeah, 40%. Yeah. 40 to 50% of the band, maybe.
You got a lousy drummer, you're done. Or even just a mediocre drummer.
I don't think that's necessarily true, but a real incredible drummer will will be the thing that for me really puts the music over the top for me.
Yeah.
Because they could have had a fairly straight beat going on in the back of that song. It still would have been a nice cut, but the percussion.
Killer. Canadian band Toronto. They're called Rural Alberta Advantage. Third album on Saddle Creek. I love this. I can't wait to hear the rest of the record. I have not spent time with the whole record. I heard that song. I stopped. I said, this is going on the show.
We talk a lot about that. When you put something on, we're always doing something else. We're always multitasking whenever we put on music. And you're always looking...
That was feather dusting.
It's always the thing. You look for is that song that makes you stop dead in your tracks.
Absolutely.
And listen, and that's what it was for me on the Deerhoof record that's about to come out.
This is good.
Yeah, it is so good. It's called La Isla Bonita. And this Deerhoof is a band from San Francisco. You know, they put out a dozen full-length records and been doing this for more than 15 years. And I've never really gotten into them very much. Their music can be pretty erratic, kind of an assault on the ears, sometimes more than an embrace, maybe is one way to put it. I mean, certainly a lot of arresting sounds and, you know, curiosities in their music, but it's not always an easy listen. This new album that they have coming out has completely knocked me out. And I just put it on this morning for the first time. Stopped dead in my tracks, had to listen. This is a song called Paradise Girls from Deerhoof and the record La Isla Bonita. Girls! Wow. Talk about great percussion. Yeah. This song, oh, what a killer track. It kind of reminds me a little, we were talking earlier, Dirty Projectors mixed with maybe a little Can. And you said you heard some Ponytail, and it maybe...
I did, the Baltimore band that we used to love, but they're just not doing it.
Yeah.
They don't play.
Yeah. Felix Contreras of Alt Latinos here, and you're a percussionist. What'd you think of that?
You know, I really dug that track. My instinct is to try to count where it was, and I think it was in 7, you know, but not all at the same time, you know? I mean, it was like a, what do you call that? You know, when the voices, you're doing a round, you know, like a...
That's right.
The chorus is just going to gun on top of
each
other. You
want to try that?
exactly like that. But to me, what was dominated was that killer guitar part.
Yeah, yeah.
It was almost that, you mentioned these bands, that sort of reminded me of like a King Crimson sound almost.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Kind of a nasty, you know, raw guitar sound.
But that kit, I love that. I love a really tight kit that's just that pop, the way that the sticks just pop off that snare.
He's got one of those little baby popcorn snare drums, isn't it? Isn't that what that was?
Yeah, little tiny little, some cowbells on top, all in 7.
That was Deerhoof, Paradise Girls from La Isla Bonita. It is out November 4th.
The Pretty Island?
The Pretty Island, correct.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I saw Felix. I brought Felix here because I saw El Lado Negro the other night opening for Sin Cane. I didn't know what to expect. I've liked his music in the past. His name is...
It means chocolate ice cream.
And his real name is Roberto...
Lang. Yeah.
And I didn't know what to expect. And I got a lot more than I even ever could have imagined, including two tinsel-dressed characters on stage. In other words, imagine, Mr. Hilton, that I took you and filled you with tinsel like a Christmas tree that you've never, ever seen. Like Cousin It on the Addams Family. Is that registered at all? Imagine if it weren't hair, but it was tinsel. There were two of those people side to side, and he in the middle playing electronics.
Yeah, when I saw him in Mexico City in March at Viva Latino, he had four of them. He had four of them on stage with them.
I saw on a Facebook page that he posted, coming to Washington, need two people basically who would like to be dressed in tinsel.
And they just stand there.
But his music.
Well, his music, I've been a fan of his for a while. He's one of these guys that are doing these sound sculptures, these just really beautiful, lush arrangements with technology and keyboards and all kinds of different stuff. And it's very spacey, and his vocals are way back in the mix.
In the show that he did, they were way up front, right? His new stuff almost reminded me of a lounge singer in many ways in this configuration. How about if we do this? We'll play a song from El Lado Negro. We'll play a song from the record Double Youth. We'll play this cut called It's Our Game.
Good idea. I like that track. Blanco, negro, azul. We'll be right back.
So I have to, I'm always an advocate for a live drummer.
Yeah.
There was none. I'm always an advocate for a live band. There was none when I saw him the other night at DC9 here in Washington, D.C. I'm an advocate for lyrics. They were mostly in Spanish. I didn't understand any of them.
Right.
I loved him. And that speaks volumes, you know.
I think it's his approach, man. I think it's just how he does it. It doesn't sound like his last album. He went up to the mountains in, I think it was Maine or something, and just shut himself in and created this record using all technology stuff. But like I said, it felt very organic. The drum stuff, all the keyboard stuff, it just felt like it was from the forest, so some kind of electronic forest or something, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah. And the lyrics on this one, it's like I said, they're back in the mix. I can't always understand, but from what I can tell, I mean, it sounds like it's like he's singing to someone about a shared experience. Like, we have the same things, okay? And we share the same things, and the truth is within that, and we're just going to keep doing this what we do.
Reminds me a little bit of Sylvain Esso.
Yeah.
I would hear that.
No, I could hear that, yeah.
Yeah.
Helado Negro from the record called Double Youth. It's our game, so... That's
hey, man,
the title.
So glad you played it, because yeah. I'm a big fan of his, have been since I put that CD on, man.
Awesome. Thanks, cool. Felix. Felix
Thank
Contreras
you.
From
hey,
All Latino. You got something special coming up on the show you want to tell us?
We're doing an interview with a writer who wrote a book about his days covering the drug war in Mexico City as a reporter for the Dallas Morning News. When I met him, I said, how did the book come about? He says, well, I had a bottle of tequila and I had a stack of songs, and I said, save that thought. Okay, because we want you on the show, right?
So the conversation about music. And
it's conversations about music and how it fueled his memories about that. And he brought in some interesting stuff and a lot of fun music.
Great. That's All Latino. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers, Felix.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You know, speaking of drums, and Felix, you can before you run out of the room, you should hear the top of this. I know you got to run, but this is a song from Hozier from his really, really brilliant album. I cannot get this song out of our head. We did a first watch on the video for this song, Jackie and Wilson, which is a great title for an R&B song.
Right.
And so I'm going to just play this, but listen to the beat, the way it stops and starts and just drives the song.
Awesome.
She wouldn't care. We'll blood clean from the dream at night, let my mind reset. Looking up from a cigarette, and she's already left. I start digging up the art for what's left of me in our little vignette. For whatever poor soul is coming next, she's gonna save me, call me baby. From her hands to my head, she'll know me crazy, soothe me daily. Better yet, she wouldn't care. We'll steal her Lexus, be detective, ride around picking up clues. We'll name our children Jackie and Wilson, raise them on rhythm and blues.
This is an incredible record, by the way. You know, it kind of feels like this has been out for a long time because a lot of these songs were released over the course of two EPs beginning back in 2013. But this full album just came out, and it is just crushing. There's so much power in it.
It's Hozier, Andrew Hozier Byrne, Irish singer-songwriter, and those words. If you can get, like, the beat and the soul of great R&B, and then you mix it with a line that's... We'll steal her Lexus, be detectives, ride around picking up clues. We'll name our children Jackie and Wilson, raise them on rhythm and blues. For those who don't know Jackie Wilson, of course, one of the great R&B artists of all time. It's just a wonderful twist on words and thought and ideas. Yeah. So much happens in that song. The Hozier record is self-titled, and it's out. And like you say, it's a knockout.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I play something completely different. I don't even know where to go with this. This is a group called Sleaford Mods. It reminded me so much of what I started hearing in early 1977 with In Your Face. Like that music that, you know, you think of the most famous bands from back then, let's call it, just say The Clash, for example, was all about rage and politics, and that's what this is. See if it still fits in the 21st century. I think it does. I'm not sure you're going to like the vocal style, but I'm going to play it anyway. This song is from a singles collection, an odds and ends collection called Chubbed Up Plus, and it's called The Committee.
Jigging away to tunes they don't know. Big man on steroids and reputations that don't match up to what they did in the past. Your tits ain't that stiff, Gary. Shut your mouth. Racist gangsters turn into apologetic weak chancers. We used to run for the club in town. Now I play bass in Gil Scott Heron's band and pass stolen authority on all that is soul and funk. Eager Caesars, get back in your holes, you naughty geezers. Nationalisation slaps on the back. Your old fighting joints of thick lads. Don't nod at me like I'm a proof Ray Winston wee wee. Stories about machetes in small East End pubs like bunnies on lettuce. Jack Canory, that you give. He's earned his stripe, mates. Look at the limp. Brown Saturdays, rainy 1990s, rainy 1990s. Look at the top drums. Look at the top drums, I'm scared. Here comes a committee. Look at the top drums. Look at the top drums, I'm scared. Here comes a committee. The amp fits the glove and you've all lined up. You were sod all then and you're still nothing dull. You still act like a man with your PhD in suede-head stuff, an early reggae man. But the boat don't tip and there's never new ground. You just want people to think you're a subculture man. Hands like gold nets, saving everyone. When it's your 50th birthday, you have a party in a pub and invite everyone and walk around like you just wrote Jimmy Mac, fuck off, twat. Look at the top drums. Look at the top drums, I'm scared. Here comes a committee. Look at the top drums. Knock at the top, trunks, I'm scared.
Here comes a commit.
What needs a machinist don't even hide the light. It's a crap machine, no grease, industrial. I got all the cardiacs thinking the black belts with a pair of nunchuckers on a box of cereal. Gold, 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 gold. Gary Bushel, whoopee cushions under the arse of the next big thing in breaking glass. You're a held down by the end of the crown and the underclass. Times two, we are held down by the end of the crown. Look at the top trumps. Look at the top trumps. I'm scared. Here comes a committee. Look at the top trumps. Look at the top trumps. I'm scared. Here comes a committee. Look at the top trumps. Look at the top trumps, I'm scared. Here comes a committee.
Puzzled. Yes, he was perplexed.
No, you know, yeah. I was expecting a whole some noisier guitars driving that.
It's minimal.
Very minimal, yeah. You know,
we talked to John Congleton this past week, one of our favorite conversations with anyone.
Oh,
he's a
yeah.
wonderful producer, and we talked a lot about the singularity in music, like having a sound that's defined and you own. And
completely committed to that sound,
right.
Yeah.
And that's what this band reminded me. When I listened to it, I thought of John's words. I thought of the group Suicide that we referenced, which mm-hmm. is a very minimalist band. That's what happens here in a lot of the songs on a group known as the Sleaford Mods. And that song was called The Committee. There's a collection of singles out and odds and ends called Chubbed Up that comes out October.
You got me all chubbed up listening to that, Bob.
October 28th. There you go.
I'm going to, for anyone who's ready to take a deep breath after all this fantastic music we've played.
You're going to play a loser.
Loser. No, this is gorgeous. This is one of the most beautiful records I've heard this year. It's by Bing and Ruth. It's called Tomorrow Was the Golden Age. Bing and Ruth, this is a ever-shifting group of musicians that started a few years back in New York City. They were students and friends at New York City's New College. And their focus is on very minimalist instrumental music. They're led by a pianist. His name's David Moore. And the group's first record they put out a few years ago had 11 members on it. They've pared it down to 7 members on this, all instrumentals with the songs written by the pianist David Moore. And just the most gorgeous, transfixing music you'll hear. The song I want to play is called TWTGA, which stands for Tomorrow Was the Golden Age, so I guess you'd call this the title track.
Thank you.
Going down a dreamy drain.
Here's what I want people to do. I want everyone who just heard that song to find the whole record. Tomorrow was the golden age. Put it on tonight.
Find someone you love.
Exactly. I was going to say, and if you can't find someone you love, think about, I want you to close your eyes, dim the lights, listen to this whole record, and think about somebody you love, and just let it carry you away. It is the perfect record to get lost in.
Can I have a hanky with me?
Can you? Why don't you come over, man? We'll listen to it together.
It took a turn.
This album, Tomorrow Was the Golden Age by Bing and Ruth, I might give it my award for best album title of the year. Because it's sort of like the liar's paradox, you know, where everything I tell you is a lie. You can't make any sense out of the title. It's like it implies so much, like the best is yet to come, but also, no, the best is behind you. Tomorrow was the golden age. So, yeah, I've chewed on that title for a long time while listening to this record because it's so great to get lost in. Bing and Ruth. And why don't I take us out on Røyksopp?
Great.
Røyksopp, electronic duo from Norway, who've been putting out some much-beloved music for a good 15 years or so. Last month, they announced that they'd be putting out a new record and that it would be their last. They didn't say it's going to be the last music they ever put out, but they say with this one, we're done with the whole album thing.
Brain implants.
Yeah, brain implants will be delivered to everyone within, you know, like an installation instruction slip of paper with each one. But Røyksopp, the record is appropriately titled The Inevitable End, and this is a song. They've been trickling out some cuts, the four cuts so far, and this is the latest one they've put out on their website. It's called Sordid Affair.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, Røyksopp. Enjoy, Bob.
Enjoy, Bob.
Enjoy, comma, Bob. Enjoy, Bob. Enjoy.
Uh-huh. I'm going to just let you sweat. Sit here and sweat.
We remember when we were extras in Portlandia.
Yes.
And Fred Armisen had to deliver the punchline of whatever scene they were doing. And at the end of it, the director just had him do it like 50 different ways. And, you know, it was like the punchline was like something like, no shoes. And he did, no shoes? No shoes? No shoes. No shoes.
Play Røyksopp. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.